call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. You are listening to Soundbites. It is Saturday, the 24th of May, Anno Domini 2003. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And we'll be taking your calls, and we'll be talking about the polls and some stuff on the website, and we'll be giving you our opinions, whether you like them or not. Before we go any farther, if my wife is listening, I got here.
He's in one piece.
I got here in one piece. Well, we were at the public market. We have a stand at the public market. Yeah. We were there every Saturday.
Selling what?
Coffee. Flower City Coffee Company. Best coffee in America.
And?
Chocolate-covered espresso beans.
No. We seem to be missing something.
Here. We're not missing it. It's in the car. The hazelnut is...
All right, just as long as I have my coffee.
It's either in the car or in Elaine's car. Because what happened was, we're at the public market, yeah. And my car wouldn't start. It was dead. So I thought, okay, no problem. It wouldn't turn over. I don't know what happened, but okay, fine. So I went to take Elaine's car. Her car was dead.
It's the wet weather.
Yeah.
I mean, mine this morning.
Yeah. So by the time we got everything turned around and back and forth, I think I left your coffee in her car. But I'm here, and life couldn't possibly be any better than it is at this exact moment.
You've just been running your butt off.
It looks like the Soundbites website is not happy, but we'll get there, too. We're going to go to the news now while I calm down a little bit. We'll start with Dave because he seems happier than a pig in mud. Do you have any?
Yeah, I've got a couple... it's been very active in the virus world. They've got two of them out right now, the Pfizer and Sobig. Both of them are email worms, but there was an update through McAfee both last Friday. They turned around and did another update on Monday, and then did the update, their final update, on Wednesday. See, here's what's happening, folks. You know, we tell you to update and update and update. Well, the... virus writers are getting wise to this, too. And what they usually do is, because normally when the DAT files come out, they come out on a Wednesday. So the virus writers wait until Wednesday, usually Wednesday evening, to release their latest and greatest worm or whatever they want out there, figuring they've got at least the rest of the week and the weekend to infect your machine and spread all over the Internet. Most of the big viruses that have taken down corporate... you know, sites and everything else has been just before the weekend. And this way, both McAfee, Norton, and ABG have to work over the weekend to try to resolve the issue and get it fixed. McAfee tried to do it on Friday, and then they had to do another patch on Monday, and then finally the final patch came out on Wednesday, which is now covering your machine safely.
That's why I say update every night.
Does it hurt to at least check the site? I mean, it takes 2 seconds just to check the site. Both McAfee, Norton, and ABG will tell you the latest date on their definition files. If you know you have that latest date, then you're all right.
Now, one of our clients this week got hit by the Purity Scan Trojan.
Mm.
It's a program that's supposed to clean your computer of naughty bits. But if you don't read the really, really, really fine print, you don't know it's also installing a bunch of spyware in your software.
Right.
And it doesn't really do any scanning for naughty bits anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello. It's a naughty bit by itself.
Before we go to Steve, I just want to let everybody know we do not have the webcam up since my computer's barely starting to run at this moment. I believe we'll forego the webcam this week.
They can do it without our gorgeous faces.
That's right. We'll be unimedia for one, as opposed to multimedia. We'll be monomedia for 1 week. Steve, what's going on in the world of the Apple?
Well, there was a couple of interesting stories came out this week. One is actually from the PC realm.
There you go.
AOL has released a beta version 9 of its AOL interface software to beta testers. And what the very interesting thing is it now uses QuickTime instead of Reel for its media player.
Cool.
So Apple's QuickTime is getting bigger and bigger boosts, even in the PC world. And it's really, really pretty interesting that they're switching over to QuickTime. It's always been a big fight between Reel and QuickTime, and then Windows Media Player sort of, you know, comes along for the ride. But what most of the industry people are saying that QuickTime gives you a better quality, but Reel is a little more entrenched. One of the big things is if you're a developer, the Reel server is horribly expensive. We looked into it for Soundbites once to try to do real-time streaming, and it was like for 100 clients, it was $10,000, which was there's something, you know, something ridiculous.
Yeah.
The QuickTime server is free. You can freely download it to install into your existing computers. OS X server comes with QuickTime streaming server built in, so that if you buy OS X server, you get the video streamer too. So it's really pretty neat. The other thing that was kind of interesting this week is that Adobe, which is working on their next version of Photoshop, announced that they will not support OS 9. The next version will be OS 10 only. When Mac developers are choosing to write their programs, they can write in what's called the Carbon environment, which will run in System 9 or 10, and it lets people who have either system buy the same box. Or they can use the new Cocoa development tools, which will allow the machine to only run, or the software to only run on System 10. A program like Office 10 only works in System 10. So it's the Carbon libraries were sort of the transition period from 9 to 10, and now we're seeing that after the last 2 years of OS X deployment, a lot of companies are now starting to go with the bigger, better development environment and doing everything in Cocoa.
Nice. Very nice. Back to the worm world, actually, the worm and virus world, there is a new mass mailing worm. It's the PALYH, however you pronounce that, or it's also called the MANKX worm, and I don't know how you pronounce that. It appears to come from support@microsoft.com. This is a forged address. It has a file in it attached to it. If you click on it, it propagates itself around the internet using email addresses from your system. It also spreads to other machines on a local area network. If you get anything from support@microsoft.com, throw it away. Support@microsoft.com is not sending files to anybody. Listen to that carefully. Support@microsoft.com is not sending files to anybody. Never click on an attachment that comes from support@microsoft.com. I don't believe I can make that any clearer.
Although, I've had a couple of customers this week that said, well, Nick said you should never accept any, Microsoft never sends out any virus update warnings or update warnings. They don't send them through the email.
Right.
They send them through the critical update process in the Windows Update
right.
website.
They send them through that, and they might send you notices if you've joined one of their mailing lists, but they don't send files.
The actual update itself.
Right. They don't send those. You aren't going to get them from them. Don't do it. Just say no. Before we go to our break, which we have a little time for, I would just like to say, for Moody Blues 100, listen carefully. Does it have a FireWire port? Does it have a FireWire port? Does it have a FireWire port?
What needs a FireWire port?
If you could work into the show a comment like, does it have a FireWire port, that may help.
Moody definitely has too much free time. Anybody so, that'll call from Boston and be put
no,
on
New
hold.
Jersey, New Jersey.
Oh, New
actually,
Jersey.
He is in front. He also made that clear. He's actually from Goshen, New York, land of Goshen. I actually knew that because I'd made that joke before. It's about an hour northwest of New York City. It's about 45 minutes from New Jersey. 45 minutes from Broadway. Okay. The closest ties he has to Rochester is that Frontier Communications is his local phone company.
Cool.
Right?
Other than sound bites, of course, and that is, of course, what closer tie do you need to us than the airwaves? So just one more time, Moody.
FireWire port?
Does it have a FireWire port? Does it have a FireWire port? Does it have a FireWire port? Does it have a FireWire port? Spock, does it? We don't have time.
Okay. Some of the latest ones, though, that he's done are really awful.
We'll talk
wall.
About those when we come back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, me, Nick Francesco, and you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. Does it have a FireWire port?
In the past, Memorial Day has seemed to be a day when summer kicks off, a 3-day weekend. the first opportunity of the year to host a picnic. In reality, this Memorial Day has never seemed more important or special. We'd like to start off this celebratory start of summer with a memory. The memory of those who, like many before them, gave their very lives. And to the families of the fallen heroes, we say thank you.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Correll business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Used car prices are at an all-time low. Now is the time to buy. And Dorschel Used Cars on West Henrietta Road is the place. Dorschel has Rochester's largest selection of Toyota-certified pre-owned vehicles. You want it? Odds are we've got it. And if we don't, we'll get it. All priced thousands below replacement cost. And until the end of the month, qualified buyers can get 1.9% financing for up to 60 months. That's 1.9 for 60 months on Corolla, Camry, and Solera. That's right, 1.9 for 60 months on all Toyota-certified Corollas, Camrys, and Soleras. And that's not all. All of our Toyota-certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a 6-year, 24-hour roadside assistance plan, and Dorschel's 3-day, 300-mile no-risk satisfaction guarantee. Buy it, drive it, make sure it's what you really want. If not, Dorschel will buy it back, no questions asked. So if new is not for you, it's Dorschel Used Cars on West Henrietta Road next to Southtown Plaza. Stop out today and save. It's guaranteed.
Rosemary Van Engel of Portland, Oregon writes, "Dear Mr. Oreck, I love you and I love my 8-pound Oreck vacuum cleaner. I have 2 long-haired cats that shed hair, hair, and more hair all over my beautiful carpets. I tried my fairly new vacuum and it didn't even move the hair around, much less pick it up. So I bought an electric broom. Nothing. The only way I could get the hair up was with sticky tape, and that took hours. Then I ordered the Oreck XL. My daughter plugged it in. We both looked at each other. Our jaws dropped. The vacuum made such a clean path that it was hard to believe that there was ever any hair there. My carpets looked like the day I put them down. I love the Oreck XL like no other appliance in my home. It's worth every penny and more. Pet lovers, try my new 50% more powerful 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
WHAM presents Laughing with Lonsberry.
I want to be like my hero, Ellen DeGeneres.
Laughing with Lonsberry, Saturday, May 31st at Arena's Party House in Webster.
My mother always told me I was a joke.
Doors open at 7. Show begins at 8.
Comedy got Seinfeld a hot babe. Imagine what it could do for me.
Tickets are $10 in advance. Send your check to Wham or buy them at The Source, Row Photo, Video, and Audio, or Arena's Party House, Webster.
Wouldn't this be better with dwarves and dancing girls?
Laughing with Lonsberry from 1180 WHAM.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Jesse Greif.
And we'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but to help out Mars Guy 33, we're nice to Moody Blues 100, and said, does it have a FireWire port?
The FireWire 800?
It doesn't, he didn't specify. Just, does it have a FireWire port? Mars Guy 33 would like us to work some interesting words into our conversation. Stuff like black fishnet stockings, Jack Daniels, motel room, and sheep.
Steve can handle the sheep,
so to speak. We'll move on.
Back in the glory days when men were real men and sheep were real nervous.
Exactly. Okay, before we go to the phones, one last thing. As you know, we are now having a trivia contest. We still don't know what people are going to win, but we are having a trivia contest, and the station has promised to get us something, tickets, something interesting.
Oh,
you have to pick them up here, but you can get them. So let me read this week's trivia. I have it. It's right here. This is the one. This is from Dave.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
This is Dave's trivia. It's a great trivia. Listen carefully. We'll repeat this throughout the hours until someone gets it. What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common? That would be bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers for 100. I mean, what do they all have in common? If you know the answer to that trivia question, you may or may not win some truly exciting and... No, you're going to fill it out because you're going to talk to him after the... Oh, this is the prize. This week's prize is a pair of passes to see any movie at a Regal Theater, including Regal Henrietta, Regal Eastview, or Culver Ridge. You pick them up at Clear Channel between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. It's a pair of passes to see any movie at a Regal Theater. That would be any movie at a Regal Theater.
Oh, we got to get one. Give one then to the...
To Frank from last week, yep. And we'll arrange that off the air. But now we're going to go to the phones, and our first caller is Gina from Rochester. Welcome, Gina. What's your question?
Hi, I have an older computer, and I have Windows 98 SE installed on it.
Mm-hmm.
The hard drive crashed, so I had to reinstall it.
Mm-hmm.
Now the computer won't shut down. It just hangs at the Windows screen.
All right, what you want to do is if you go to the Microsoft website and do a search on shutdown.
Did that. And it had me change the fast shutdown feature.
No.
To turn off
there
fast
is,
shutdown.
There is a,
I turned it off.
No, there is a patch.
Oh, okay.
There is a patch that you have to download from the Microsoft website. I don't know if we have it off of our website or not, but it corrects that where it gets to either the screen logo.
Correct.
And just sits there.
Yep.
And there's a patch for Windows 98 SE, and it's just called the shutdown patch.
Okay, great.
All right.
That's it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, when they created Windows 98 SE, they created something called fast shutdown, and then they put out a patch to fix it. Then they put out a patch to fix the patch.
Which, in this essence, turns off fast shutdown.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't work.
Exactly. But it's good to know that it's not there anymore just when we need it. Our next caller is Kay from Avon, New York. Welcome, Kay. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Well, besides a little laryngitis, not bad.
Okay.
They say that the dumb question is the one not asked.
Exactly.
So I have one for you. In typing anything and accidentally hitting the caps key.
Yep.
Typing, not realizing you've done it, you type along and everything is crazy. Instead of having to delete all that and retype it, what is the two-key combination to reverse that process?
Some programs, not all, but some programs have a change case function that will reverse the case of the typing. Depends on what program you're using and if it has that function or not.
Yeah, what program are you using?
Well, I have Microsoft 98. I do not have Word. I have WordPad, and I have,
WordPad. You're
Notepad.
Gonna, yeah, WordPad and Notepad are like bare bones, and...
Correct.
Sorry, there is no feature that I'm aware of with that, because that's what they're just quick and dirties. They're not meant to do any type of formatting or, all
right.
This other stuff, that like the features that are built into Word. They come free with Windows, so you get just what you paid for. So you'd have to try to find some type of utility. Maybe if you search Google, you could find a utility, or go to PCWorld.com. PCWorld.com has a lot of utilities and neat tricks and all that kind of stuff.
There is a great text editor for Windows called TextPad at TextPad.com. It is, I believe, $40.
Oh, there is a pricing button. I hate these things where you have to go protect. $27. Cheap at half the price.
Really?
It's getting better.
It's getting better. It's $27. If you want media, it's an extra $15.
Uh-huh.
But the download price is $27. And it has an amazing number of features. It is strictly a text editor. You don't get bold and underline and all that other hoo-ha,
right.
But it has a lot of other things, including change case, make everything upper, make everything lower, make the first letter
capitalized.
And then what you could even do is copy your text into this text editor, change the case, copy it back into the word
right.
processor you want to use.
Right.
Well, I was in a class on the QE2.
Ooh.
And the teacher there did a two-key thing,
yep.
And it reversed it.
In WordPad.
Well, actually, this happens in anything, in Family Tree Maker, in any of
well,
my
right,
programs.
Well, right, but it depends on the program you're in as to whether or not it has something that will,
those type of features
that will change that.
Or they were running an extra third-party utility that adds that function to any typing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what the two-key combination was?
There isn't any. You have to find a program to do it, and we're looking for one now.
There's nothing built into Windows. Nothing.
Oh.
So it had to be, when he says a third-party utility, what that means is something from somebody else that he added to the system.
And with that program, he would know, due to that program, what key combinations to use to change that.
Right. Or it's in whatever program he was demonstrating at the time.
We just typed a line of the quick brown fox jumped over the,
Right. In what program?
I'm not sure.
There you are.
Yes.
It was probably a feature of that program rather than a feature of, it's certainly not a feature of the operating system.
Or okay. WordPad or Notepad.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
So, for example, in Word, if you highlight something, type Alt-O, E, and then if you want, for example, lowercase, you type an L, uppercase, you type a U, toggle case, you type a G. But that's in Word. It doesn't work in other programs.
And that's a lot more keys than she used.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen, I thank you very much.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, Black Fishnet Stockings, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. And Jack Daniels.
You can count on us. Bobanowski Ford, for customer service and a deal you can't afford. We'll treat you right, and that's a fact. Our prices bring you in, our people bring you back.
The big news today is the opening of Bobanowski Ford in Macedon. Bobanowski Ford, a truly friendly, comfortable place to buy a new Ford, and where to bring your Ford for service anytime. We're the home of the Mustang, F-150, Taurus, and Explorer. Get in one for less than you ever imagined. Today's financing options can put you in a Mustang for just $5 a day or an Explorer for just $10 a day. And the people at Bobanowski Ford will be here for you every day.
Our prices bring you in. Our people bring you back. Bobanowski Ford.
On Route 31 in Macedon.
My name is Vicky Parente. I live in San Diego, California. My fiancé and I are getting married. We didn't realize the Men's Warehouse had tuxedo rental. We went not really knowing what we wanted, but were helped by Colleen and Melissa. They were so helpful, let us try everything, were so patient, answered all of our questions. I'm just so pleased with the service. I told them I wish I had that kind of service when I went to go buy my wedding dress. They were so unhelpful when I went to go buy my wedding dress at one of those, swanky boutiques. And these people were just so kind and patient and helpful. And you have a customer for life.
Don't worry, Vicky. The one thing we're not is swanky. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
To speak directly to someone in the store nearest you about renting or buying a tuxedo, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Just in time for your first big barbecues of the season, Palmer's Anniversary Sale is here to save you money. Palmer's celebrates 153 years in business by saving you even more on the same exceptional quality meat and seafood they sell to Rochester's finest restaurants. It doesn't get any better than this, my culinary friend. The more you talk to Rochester's best professional chefs, the more you understand the best main dishes start with the best ingredients. That's why so many of Rochester's chefs do all their shopping at Palmer's. Here are just a few examples of the exceptional Palmer's Anniversary Savings you'll find this week. Farm-raised little neck clams, $2.49 a dozen for a bag of 20 dozen. Fresh live lobster, $6.99 a pound for a 1 to 1 1/4 pound average. And Palmer's selected steak-ready strip loins, just $4.99 a pound for an 11-pound average. Palmer's. With anniversary savings this big, you want to buy big and freeze it till you need it. Palmer's. Family-owned and operated for five generations in the Genesee Valley Regional Market on Jefferson Road.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
The University of Rochester is conducting a clinical research study for women. If you are a postmenopausal woman between the ages of 40 and 75 years, this may be of interest. If you would like to participate in a research study and qualify, you will receive all study-related care, including bone density tests, mammograms, pap smears, doctor visits, study medication, and laboratory tests. This two-year study will also compensate you for time and travel. The research trial will evaluate an investigational medication in combination with hormone replacement therapy. If you are a postmenopausal woman, then you may want to consider participation in a clinical research study. If you've never participated in a medical study, then this may be an opportunity for you to call the University of Rochester and ask more questions to see if this makes sense for you. Simply take the first step by calling 273-2090. 273-2090.
There's nothing better on Memorial Day than baseball, and there's no better matchup in baseball than the Yanks and the Red Sox. Coverage begins 12:30 Memorial Day on Wham!
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to Sound Bites, Jack Daniels. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
Sheep. And we're back.
Black lace stocking.
Yeah, black lace. I gotta
so if you get a sheep wearing black lace stockings and drinking Jack Daniels
in a motel room,
run the other way.
Well, if you guys haven't been in the forums, Lolly already has that picture posted.
Yep.
Yes, I saw that, and you are the stocking.
I'm the stocking. It's very, very weird. She's a very
funny
lady.
I think I'm the Jack Daniels, and
she's a very funny lady. The pictures are terrific, but equally, if not more important, are the credits and all the other
now,
stuff.
Now is she moving away?
Apparently she is. She's got an actual job now.
She said she couldn't make it to the Lilac Festival, which we were very
disappointed. Because she was off getting a job.
Yep.
And now she's got a job. And I'm very excited for her.
Yeah, but we don't know.
We don't know where.
Yeah.
That's
she's going to have to let us know, and then that way she'll come to one of our road shows or whatever.
Sure. We'll go back to the phones in a second, but just to remind you, the trivia question of the day, for which you will win two free tickets to any show at a Regal Theater. Is what do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common? And this trivia question comes from the magnificent and nearly acceptable Dave Enright, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for him.
Okay, I did some searching. You said try to find some.
No,
trivia.
That's a great trivia question. Our next caller is Dave from Mendon, New York. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
How are you?
Do you want to take a shot at the trivia?
I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
Okay.
We may keep this one for a couple of months, save a few prizes.
You just might. This one may last for a while. Yours are harder than Bob's at night.
Yeah.
When I download things like video clips and those, where do they go? I only have phone internet.
Yep.
And so some of these video clips take a long time to download.
Sure.
And I'm in a habit of starting them off and walking away.
Sure.
Well, if I'm not right there when it finishes, I can't find it.
Right.
It should ask you where you want to download it when you click the link.
Or unless he's just clicking on it to play it, it downloads it, starts to play it, and if it does, it doesn't get saved anywhere. It's because the download, just to play it, is just a temporary file, and it doesn't actually stay on your machine.
Right. Okay, well, I'm the one in particular that I'm talking about, I downloaded, and it played it in Microsoft Media Player.
Right.
And while it was playing, I clicked on save, and I got it. And I can open that up and play it to my heart's content.
Yep.
Can't find it.
Have you tried doing a search out of Windows?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. When you go to save it, it asks you where you want to put it.
No, it doesn't. It just opens a box, and it tells me that it's going to a temp file is what it says.
Right. And
but the path is truncated, so I can't read the whole thing. And I did a search for temp files, and there's a whole lot of those.
Right.
I looked in all of those, and I still can't find it.
What you can do then is type, for example, you can create a folder called video.
Okay.
Right on your C drive.
Okay.
And when you go to save one of these, type instead of just typing in a name, or if it already gives you a name,
yeah,
go to the beginning of that name, type in C:\video\. That tells it go to the C drive, go to the video folder, and give it this name.
Or, a lot of these programs will be up at the top, pick a default place where it's going to save it, and then below that is the actual name. You can go up and change where it's going to save it to the C:\video and keep it as the name, and then, like Nick said, you'll see it in that folder.
And also, in whatever browser or program you're downloading with, you can often set the default download directory.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. That would be the perfect thing. I'm using Explorer 7 something, I suppose.
I don't think so. Internet Explorer or... No.
Well, wait a minute.
Netscape Navigator.
Nope.
Mozilla?
No.
Opera.
Whatever comes with Windows.
Internet that would be Internet Explorer.
And the highest version is 6.
Right, okay. So it's 6-something.
Okay.
But you can... There are a bunch of things that you can set in there. One of the things you might... For temporary internet files, if you go to Tools Options...
Okay.
The very first tab, General...
Yeah.
Tells you where... you get a choice of for temporary internet files. One of the buttons says settings, and that will tell you where those internet files are.
Oh, okay.
If you go into that folder and search for things by date, you will see things by today's date, and any of the big files will probably be your latest downloaded video, which you can then copy and rename.
One thing, though, about Internet Explorer, once you pick a directory to save things, next time you go to save something, it's going to remember where you last saved something. So if you have it, you point it to that C:\video, next time you go to save something again, it's going to default to that until you change it again physically.
Right. Every time you click save, it asks you where you want to save it and what name you want to give it.
Now, see, that's the problem. It doesn't. It just starts saving it, and it gives me this location.
That's the location you're telling it to save into.
Well, but if you click on it, are you right-clicking or just clicking? Are you using your...
I believe I'm hitting a button.
Yeah, just the regular click, not a right-click.
Right.
If you right-click, you should get a chance to save the target.
Yeah, save target.
And that will actually download it. If you just click on it, it saves it into the temp directory and plays it.
I gotcha. Okay.
There's your problem. Okay.
Let me try that.
Okay.
That should do it.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That's one of the problems that people have is that, in general, when you hit one of those things on a website, it's just going to play it. If you're going to wait, and if you want to download it for yourself, you right-click, you have to do something different. And generally, it's right-click and then say save target. And that means whatever file it's pointing to, that gets saved on your hard drive. Before we go to the break, let me remind you about the trivia. What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common? If you want to answer that trivia, you will get two free tickets. Free. We're not even talking you have to pay for them. All you have to do is come and pick them up. Two free tickets to any Regal Theater in this area. It's an unbelievable offer from your friends at Soundbites and 1180 WHAM. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on the world's greatest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
WHAM presents Laughing with Lonsberry.
I want to be like my hero, Ellen DeGeneres.
Laughing with Lonsberry, Saturday, May 31st at Arena's Party House in Webster.
My mother always told me I was a joke.
Doors open at 7. Show begins at 8.
Comedy got Seinfeld a hot babe. Imagine what it could do for me.
Tickets are $10 in advance. Send your check to Wham or buy them at The Source, Row Photo Video and Audio, or Arena's Party House, Webster.
Wouldn't this be better with dwarves and dancing girls?
Laughing with Lonsberry from 1180 WHAM.
Are you looking to buy a car? Rockport Ford has what you want. Do you want the popular Ford Explorer or Taurus with no interest for 60 months? We've got a huge selection, and this is the best time to buy your new car, truck, van, or SUV. But hurry in, because you only have until the end of the month to take advantage of some great deals.
Rockport Ford is the way.
Did you know that Brockport Ford is a leader in selling Ford certified pre-enjoyed cars? Why? Because we care, and Ford certified comes with 115-point inspection, 24/7 roadside assistance, and a 75,000-mile warranty. So enjoy the drive or call 1-866-441-FORD. That's 1-866-441-3673. Tell them Josie sent you, and remember,
Rockport Ford is the way.
Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear channel radio station. Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Jesse Graff.
And this is Soundbites Motel Room. Before we get back to the phones, once again, the trivia. What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common? Before we get back to the phones, we should talk a little bit about what happens on our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. She probably didn't even watch the show anymore. But well, she
better.
Probably never watched the show, but she may not listen anymore either. We...
Did you ever meet Frances?
Right? No, never. I have no idea who she is.
Did you email her?
I did.
Well, email her, make sure she's still...
Oh, well, okay. I should. Every week on our website, we have a poll to which you get to respond. Last week's poll, what percentage of your email each day is spam? And I just wanted a rough estimate. We had 328 votes, which puts it number 17 on the all-time hit list. And... the winner was more than 75%. 29% of you said that, followed by less than 10%, which is 23% of you. 50 to 75% of you, that was 21% of you. 10 to 25%, that was 14% of you. And 25 to 50%, that was 13% of you. So it looks like, in general, email is a spam is a pretty big problem. That's actually not much of a surprise when you get right down to it. This week's poll is a little different. Moody Blues 100. He does everything. He gives us logos for our front page. He gives us posters for our movie page.
Great sound clips.
And he gives us the great sound clips. He and Mars Guy 33 so far are the two who are doing that. And he gives us polls to use. And this week's poll is, what do you use for your desktop background? The choices are something that came with my operating system, a picture that was packaged with a theme, something I downloaded, a personal photograph I made my own. You can change the background? Cool. And just for him, I don't have time to change it. I'm too busy making movie posters, logos, and audio clips. So far, we've had a bunch of people voting since midnight. 89 of you have voted so far. And we're neck and neck. Something that came with my operating system and something I downloaded are tied at 28%. Coming up fast on the outside, a personal photograph at 26%, and the rest of the field lags way behind, 7, 6, 3, and 2%. So you can get in on that voting and help us win that horse race. Once you've given us your poll answer, you can go over to my website, AskNick.com. That's AskNick.com. And leave an opinion. You can so that you can have more than just a single answer. You can tell us a little bit about it. So far, believe it or not, we... We have 22 people who've responded already. That's more than we get in some weeks. Some of them are actually relevant. A lot of them in this particular case, I'm shocked to say. Except the last two, what do you use for your desktop background? Wearing fishnets, drinking Jack Daniels in a motel room.
With a sheep.
With a sheep.
Right, right, right. We had somebody whining last week that we never mentioned them on the air. These stinking, we don't need no stinking whiners in the poll. Kenny was 00. He hit midnight again. So if you can have a little fun there. We want you to keep it clean. We want you to be a little. You have like 256 characters or something along that line, and you have fewer than 256 characters, which would probably mean 255. But you can do that and give us your opinion on my website, AskNick.com. There's a link right from the Soundbites webpage. And then of course join in the polls. Join in the forums. Our forums every day. We have great information being given out. We have some of the wackiest stuff I've ever seen. And a number of very talented artists are squandering their spending time in our forums creating audio and video, audio and graphics. No video yet, although I'm waiting. I shouldn't have said that.
No, you should.
I should not have said
that. That dream will
come
true.
Can we just erase that? We'll get that off. At least we'll get it off the archives. And so if you want to see some of the greatest stuff going on, check out our forums. But we're back to the phones now.
No, wait a minute.
We're not back to the phones.
No. Okay. We can't let it go. Just because Mr. Litton chose not to show up today. You know, we can't let it, folks, think that we're letting him down and giving up the cause of still trying to get the Rob Litton screensaver going. So you folks that were at his graduation or have any pictures of Mr. Litton, please either get a hold of Nick, Steve, or I. We can make arrangements to scan them in if we have to. But we definitely got to get moving before the summer is out, getting the Rob Litton screensaver
going. Or as we think of it, the Rob Litton screensaver. Back to the phones. Dave, patiently waiting in Canandaigua, New York. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
I got a couple quick, real quick, easy question, and the other one.
Questions are always easy.
Yeah,
Dave, you want to take a shot at the trivia?
Well, they're all things that I have never eaten. That's the only
answer. There you go. That's not bad, but not good enough.
Well, it's true.
It is
a correct answer. I can win something.
Not the answer we were looking for.
But not the correct answer, yeah.
First question is, being the thrifty shopper that I am, going on the internet searching for a license for Microsoft, let's say Windows 98 SE.
Yeah.
You know, in the stores, the box set is this much, and you find some stuff that's significantly less. But they're called OEM editions, mm-hmm. and so forth. Are those, if I buy one, does that make my system legal?
Semi.
semi?
Whoever sold it to you was selling it illegally.
Well, no.
Well, in most cases, an OEM, which stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer,
manufactured the equipment originally.
Right. Yeah. It's intended for a system builder who puts together a computer and they buy this OEM license to include on that computer. That's why most of them say stamped on the disc only to be included with a new computer.
Right.
If you buy the disc without buying a new computer, someone sold it illegally.
What also happens, and I've seen this happen in a number, Tiger was good for it, and that. Say HP. They buy, say, 50,000 copies, and they're going to put it on their certain brands of PCs. But they all of a sudden, you know, discontinue this brand, and they're now moving on to the next OS. They've got all these, and they're stamped on there for HP computers. Well, it's, you know, it's nothing unique to that. It's just that on the front of the booklet, let's say, for an HP computer. So they sell these surpluses quite often to places like Tiger Direct and a lot of these other companies. They're still legal, but they were originally intended for this, and they get bought up by other third-party vendors.
And it depends if their license with Microsoft allows them to resell it without including it with the computer.
Right.
And whether you buying it without a computer, because that was the original license, is the issue.
There's a number of third-party companies out there doing
it. So, it's kind of gray as to if I buy one of these and I build my own system, it's kind of gray whether or not I'm actually legal.
Yeah, 10-1 ads, the Microsoft police aren't going to come after you because all they care about, bottom line, is that if they were to come into your house, you would have to show a license.
Right.
If you can show that that license is on only that machine, then you're good to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there's also the fact that Microsoft Windows 98 SE is in extended support now. Microsoft has levels of support. There's full support, and then eventually something goes into extended support where you do get any critical updates like holes, security things, but that's it. And then eventually it goes into no support, which is you might as well just use it for a coaster.
Right.
And you're in extended support already, and coaster time starts end of the year.
And that's a big question we get all the time. Well, no one sells Windows 98 anymore, so I can make as many copies as I want, right?
No.
Just because no one sells it or you can't legally buy it from a legal source doesn't give you the right to buy it illegally.
In approximately, 73 and a half years?
Well, 75 years after the death of the copyright holder.
Oh, death, that's right, death of the copyright holder, would be Microsoft.
Right, so 75 years after Microsoft dissolves as a company, you then can legally copy their software.
Well,
at which point you probably could do so with a thought.
Yeah.
My other question maybe renders this whole discussion moot. Put together a new system with Linux, and it's actually set up dual boot. I got Windows 98 on there just so I can make sure the hardware is working.
Right.
And I also have a Windows XP machine.
Yeah.
And so I can network the two Windows platforms. But when I go to Linux and when it boots up, all the things coming up on the list there.
Yeah.
When it comes to trying to get Ether 0 going, it fails.
Okay.
And is that a configuration problem?
Yes.
More than likely?
It's almost always a configuration problem. There is a program called ifconfig.
Okay.
That you can run, and that should help. There are what?
I was going to say that, and then once you get the Ethernet interface working, you have the issue that Linux and Windows speak different languages.
Right, that's what Samba's supposed to do.
Right,
Samba's
right.
For that, but first he's got to get the interface up and running.
Right.
IFconfig might do it. You may have to run something. What version of Windows? What version of Linux are you running?
Red Hat 9. Which has got
Red Hat 9 should just do it unless it has not correctly installed the video, the networking card.
Well, it's built right onto the motherboard. I haven't gone and chased all the. Maybe there's an update at either
One
Red
thing
Hat
you need
or
to make,
Asus.
Right. The other thing you need to make. And now this thing works under Windows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You may need to do some updates. It may need the Tulip drivers. You need to start checking. Do you know who made the chip that's used for the network card?
It's built onto the motherboard. I think it's Avaya.
Yeah, the motherboard is Avaya, but...
Oh, yeah, I don't. I can't remember the name.
Okay, you might need to download a module for that. And first, you need to know what the name of the the chipset is.
Well, in the Windows 98, if he boots that up and goes into the control panel under networking or device manager, he'll see all the different devices and what drivers are using.
I've got all the original books. I just don't have it right in front of me, so I can find all that out.
You find that out, and then you should easily find the correct video, the correct network driver up on the web.
Okay. That's it.
There you go. Once you get it running, I'll tell you what, it's smooth. It's like butter. You'll like it. It's a good thing. I use it all the time. My machines are constantly linked, and I do a lot of copying back and forth. It's very nice. Our next caller, Bill from Irondequoit. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Hi, guys. First of all, I'd like to take a shot at the trivia.
Yes.
Is it Kevlar?
No.
It's not Kevlar.
Nice try, though. That's a very good try. Kevlar is in bulletproof vests. They can use it for windshield wipers. But that's not it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, though.
Just a reminder, what do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common? Good try with Kevlar.
But it's not nylon either.
No, it's not nylon or Kevlar.
Thank God for DuPont. Nylon, spandex, neoprene, yeah!
Really? Okay, we know more about Steve than we really, really want to know.
For a company that made its fortune selling gunpowder.
Yeah, exactly. We need to move on to your question real soon, Bill.
I have a real easy question probably for you.
Yeah.
As you say, all questions are easy.
Exactly.
I'm on and off the Internet quite often, and when I get off, a lot of times I have another icon on my screen, and it has like a sine wave file name under it. I can delete it easily, but I don't know what it is.
S-I-N-E wave?
No, it's actually, it looks like a sine wave. That's all it is. It doesn't have a real total file name to it. Just a sine wave.
The little sine wave symbol? Yeah. If you right-click on it, this is an icon on your desktop or in the...
In the desktop.
On the desktop itself. Right-click on it and select Properties.
I've done that, but it doesn't give me anything for a true file name.
Even when you open that up?
Right.
Well, the file name must be space or something, because the file name would be listed.
Does it tell you where it is? It should tell you at least C:\something.
I didn't look up in that blank. I don't think it does.
Have you run AdAware?
No.
And what is your antivirus software? And when was the last time it was updated?
It was updated the last time I went into the Internet, which was last week.
Okay.
I can't think of it right now.
That's okay, but you need to update that and run it again. You need to go to our website, soundbites.org.
Mm-hmm.
Down on the lower right, you'll see a link that says, I heard a website on your show. Go in there, and you'll see on the right an alphabetical list of all the files we've talked about.
Okay.
You want to download AdAware and run it. You want to download Stinger and run it.
Okay.
And see what those say.
All right.
And then update your antivirus and run that again.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break back in just a couple of minutes with Black Fishnet Stockings, Motel Room Sheep, and Jack Daniels on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, it's Wham's health and fitness reporter, Liz Bonus. If you need some help getting in shape for shorts and swimsuit season, do it now. Pick up a copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter at these locations.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers. Available at Unity Health Systems, Women's Health Services at Park Ridge Hospital, at Agape Physical Therapy in the Webster Sports Arena, Publishers Parkway, at Fonte Healthcare Solutions, 1165 Portland Avenue, and at the Craft Antique Co-op, 3200 Ridge Road West in Greece.
Right now at John Deere, we're offering zero money down, 0% interest, and zero payments until April 2004 when you buy almost any lawn or garden tractor. Until then, you can think of it as almost free, which means you're free. Free to ride around your yard in all your fully welded John Deere glory. free to fight back the tears as you glance over your shoulder at the precise rows courtesy of the Edge cutting system. Free to transform your yard into a retrospective in rock gardening or a simple salute to shrubbery. So buy your John Deere now with zero down, 0% interest, and zero payments, and bask in the glow of grass-covered freedom, knowing that nothing runs like a deer.
Subject to credit approval on a revolving plan at participating dealers. After promotional period, finance charge accrues at 12.9% APR with a 50 cent per month minimum. Offer ends July 7, 2003. Other restrictions apply. Excludes all 100 series tractors.
Used car prices are at an all-time low. Now is the time to buy. And Dorschel Used Cars on West Henrietta Road is the place. Dorschel has Rochester's largest selection of Toyota-certified pre-owned vehicles. You want it? Odds are we've got it. And if we don't, we'll get it. All priced thousands below replacement cost. And until the end of the month, qualified buyers can get 1.9% financing for up to 60 months. That's 1.9 for 60 months on Corolla, Camry, and Solera. That's right, 1.9 for 60 months on all Toyota-certified Corollas, Camrys, and Solaras. And that's not all. All of our Toyota-certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a 6-year, 24-hour roadside assistance plan, and Dorschel's 3-day, 300-mile no-risk satisfaction guarantee. Buy it, drive it, make sure it's what you really want. If not, Dorschel will buy it back, no questions asked. So if new is not for you, it's Dorschel Used Cars on West Henrietta Road next to Southtown Plaza. Stop out today and save. It's guaranteed.
You taught her to look both ways before she crosses the street. You taught her to say please and thank you. You taught her the ABCs. She's taught you what pure joy is. Guess you owe her. That's why you give her the best, like naturally wholesome, great-tasting Tyson chicken. Quality chicken and now quality beef and pork, too. It's what you'd expect from Tyson, and it's what your family deserves.
White and blue this weekend's for you. Shop now and save at JCPenney.
Extra time means extra savings at the JCPenney Memorial Day sale this Thursday through Monday. Save 20 to 50% store-wide. Plus, save an extra 10% on already reduced sale prices or an extra 15% when you use your JCPenney card. Don't miss extra special savings at the JCPenney Memorial Day sale this weekend.
It's all inside.
JCPenney.
Percent off regular prices. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends May 26th.
Bob Lonsberry, weekdays 11 till 2.
And I suspect about this time most days you take a nap.
On News Radio 1180, WHAM. Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Jesse Grimes.
We have Steve from RIT who would like to take a shot at the trivia. Now, Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Nick.
There, I knew this would be you. Okay, for two free tickets to Regal Cinemas to see any movie you want, the question is, what do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common?
They were all invented by women.
Very, very good!
Very good!
You know, excellent!
I'm surprised somebody else didn't get it.
Well, yeah, well, there you are, though.
Because, you know, all you have to do is a search.
Well, yeah, yes. Yes, that is part of the problem. The Internet knows too much now. But yes, all of those things, bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers were all invented by women. Thanks, Steve. You want to? I'm sure you don't have a question since I know who you are and I know you know everything. So hang on and we'll get your information and we'll get those tickets to you.
Okay.
Actually, you get to pick them up. Maybe I'm not here.
They got to come and pick them up.
Bring them to you, but you can come down and get them. And thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. That's the sort of brain power we have at RIT.
And on,
I think we just lost Sarah because she was going to take a shot at the trivia.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah. You got to get in when you get in.
On TV last night, they had a guy that collects pictures of fire escapes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Great. That's
and he said he's got several hundred of them, but only one that has a man in it.
Yeah. It's leaning all, out while all, the kid's going down the ladder and the mother's already down there. Of course, they use a red-sided house with yellowish flame, you know, glow in the rear window.
So for all these emergency escape ladders you're supposed to buy for your house, all the pictures show the child in peril climbing down the ladder and the mom below waiting to catch them. There's never a dad.
Right. Dad's still at the bar. Okay, back to the phones now at Blackfish Net Stockings, Jack Daniels Motel Room, and Sheep. And we're going to be talking to Mike from Fairport. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Oh, thanks, Nick. I got the dreaded hourglass, slow response times, and this has been going on the last couple of weeks. I haven't had the system for a couple of years now and never had a problem like this before.
And when does this happen?
It happens in several places, in Outlook quite a bit when I'm trying to open up mail, but it also happens if I'm in Excel and I'm just trying to bold a cell, for example. Sometimes it's a minute, sometimes it's two, sometimes I have to Control-Alt-Delete.
Right. What operating system are you running?
XP Home.
And how much memory do you have?
382.
Should be enough.
Yeah.
Should be.
When you do the Control-Alt-Delete, are there other things running that you don't recognize?
No. Well, there's a bunch of processes. If you go into that and it shows you processes running.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, it's the system idle at the bottom shows a high percentage of the CPU percent.
So the theory is it's idle and shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
When this happens, is your hard drive thrashing? Do you see the light on a lot?
No.
No. How? That was the wrong answer.
Thanks for calling. Sometimes it just locks up and I have to shut down completely.
Hmm. I'm wondering if it's, even though you say that you have 384 mega memory in there.
Yep.
I'm wondering, is it all, it's probably two different sticks, a 128 and a 256?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if one of those sticks of memory
might be going flaky
on you.
Well, I went into the system info, and it showed that I had, you know, 382 or whatever.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying that it's, well, what I would try doing, and it's going to slow things down a little bit for you, is try taking out, say, the 128 and running that for a while, see how things run.
Okay.
They'll run slow, but see if you don't get the lockups or hang-ups and all that type of stuff.
Okay.
And then you can always switch it. Try taking out the 256. Granted, it's going to run slow with 128 on XP, but see if that alleviates this lockup problem. And
do you actually try to click places and see if it executes? Because I've seen cases where you get the spinning cursor and it's wrong. It's really the arrow and it just never changed back.
The other thing I might suggest before you take out the memory is go to memtest86.com. That's listed on our website under I heard a website on your show. It's a product called Memtest.
Yep.
Download it, create a floppy, a bootable floppy. And assuming you've still got a floppy drive.
Yes.
And because some people don't nowadays. And then run it. It runs over. You boot with this thing. It actually runs a Linux kernel. You run it overnight. And it does the most thorough testing I have ever seen of your memory. And that might tell you something.
Yeah, this is really driving me crazy.
Start there. And then if it comes back good, then do what Dave said, which is take out one of the sticks and see if it goes away.
Very much.
Thank you.
All right.
That was Mike from Fairport. So we're on to John from Mount Morris, New York. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
I have a question about Windows XP Home and its error reporting and function on it. I've turned this off repeatedly, and what it does when I upload to a website every hour, and what it seems to be doing, it'll ask if I want to send in a report, which I've already turned off the system. And it'll be 3 or 4 hours before I can get back to the system. What am I missing in turning off this error reporting function?
What program is dying?
Doesn't seem to be any, at least none that I can find. It's not telling me what it is. It just locks up the system until I give it an answer.
but it doesn't say a specific program or function going on?
No, it just says there's something going wrong or there's something that Windows doesn't like, and it wants to report it to Microsoft. I've turned that function off by going into msconfig and turning off the error reporting function of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it still wants to report back to its mother, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah, but it'd be helpful to know what the heck.
Yeah, that box usually says, you know, Internet Explorer has failed.
Well, sometimes you can go into the details of the error, and you might get a glimmer of what might be going on or what module might be failing. If you look at the details.
I've gone into it. It's not telling me anything. It probably wants to report back to Bill or something, but. What I'm trying to say is when I'm not home, this reports every hour, on the hour. It reports to a website. It sends uploads information. And
your machine does that on purpose. That's what you want it to do.
Yes, yes. But it's trying to report the error when something happens. And it either doesn't like this program that I'm using to upload or what. But
well, that's certainly possible.
Is there another place to turn off the error reporting?
Yeah, there is a. There's actually a registry hack you have to do.
Okay.
What you need to do is go to the Microsoft Knowledge Base at support.microsoft.com.
Right.
Search for the following question: 276550. Mm-hmm. That's 276550. The number in Bayonne, 276550. And that will tell you how to disable error reporting, not just in the operating system, but in Internet Explorer as well.
Ah, that might be it there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's basically under HK Local Machine Software, Microsoft Internet Explorer main, but you need to go check that out.
Thank you very much. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, let me know. Let us know, because that's an interesting little problem.
Okay, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. It's interesting when you tell it not to, and it does it anyway, because...
Well, that's Microsoft. They know better.
They know better than you do.
Yeah.
Now, on the one hand, it's a good thing. I mean, the theory here is that when you have an error and it gets reported to Microsoft, they then gather that information to fix the next version of Windows. Because the reality is that they cannot possibly test every configuration.
No.
There are like a bazillion configurations, give or take a couple of trillion. And so
even though we pick on them, yeah. I mean, XP really did a good job out of the chute supporting the majority of
software. An amazing
amount
of stuff.
I mean, the peripherals out there compared to, you know, 15 years ago.
Well, and compared to any other operating system.
CD writers, optical mice.
Right. Compared to any other operating system. I love Linux, but you have to pick your hardware carefully. We just had that caller who's, you got to do your downloads and your installs. Mm-hmm. It's not quite there yet. In terms of, I mean, I use it every day, but you got to pick your hardware.
Yeah.
In terms of Apple, they had it easy for a long time because if they didn't make it, you couldn't buy it. So, but they, you know, they have the problem of new printers coming out and all that other stuff. They have less of a problem than Microsoft. But Microsoft really does a very good job of you know, pretty
doing
much
the balancing
anything you buy, you can pretty well guarantee yourself if it fits in your computer, it'll run with Windows. So you can't argue with that. We're going to take a quick break. I think I said something nice about Microsoft. I need to go hit myself in the head with a hammer now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Or grab some
Jack Daniels. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, in 1180 WHAM.
Bob Matthews, you dropped the ball.
How come the poor kids got to come up somehow with $125 to buy these endorsed by their hero sneakers, but the zillionaires that are getting these multi-millions to wear the sneaks get them for free? Why don't these multi-million-dollar jocks donate $1 million worth of sneakers to some kids that otherwise couldn't afford them? Or maybe could use that money for something more important, like eating?
Bob Matthews, weeknight, 6 till 8, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You can count on us, Bob and Masky Ford, for customer service and a deal you can't afford. We'll treat you right, and that's a fact. Our prices bring you in, our people
will bring you back.
The big news today is the opening of Bob Finosky Ford in Macedon. Finosky Ford, a truly friendly, comfortable place to buy a new Ford and where to bring your Ford for service anytime. We're the home of the Mustang, F-150, Taurus, and Explorer. Get in one for less than you ever imagined. Today's financing options can put you in a Mustang for just $5 a day or an Explorer for just $10 a day. And the people at Finosky Ford will be here for you every day.
Our prices bring you in. Our people bring you back. By Finosky Ford.
On Route 31 in Macedon.
Attention, men, women, boys, girls, anyone who cares anything about furniture.
Announcing the Ruby Gordon Furniture Famous Unbelievable I Don't Know How They Do It One Cent Event. You can't buy a cup of coffee with 1 cent, but you can buy a recliner at regular price and get the second one for just 1 cent.
One Cent Event.
You can't call a cab with just 1 cent, but you can walk around Rochester's largest selection of brand name furniture that you know and trust at Ruby Gordon Furniture.
You can buy a sofa and love seat. Get the cocktail and two end tables for just 1 cent.
Ruby Gordon Furniture has huge savings in every department, from dinette to leather to sofas to bedding to gorgeous area rugs. Ruby Gordon Furniture has the lowest price guaranteed, with no interest and no payment for 18 months.
You have to see it to believe it.
But the sale ends Monday at 6 p.m. The Ruby Gordon Furniture Memorial Day weekend.
1 cent event.
Going on now. Ruby Gordon Furniture, Rochester's furniture store.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education government and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
WHAM presents Laughing with Lonsberry.
I want to be like my hero, Ellen DeGeneres.
Laughing with Lonsberry, Saturday, May 31st at Arena's Party House in Webster.
My mother always told me I was a joke.
Doors open at 7. Show begins at 8.
Comedy got Seinfeld a hot babe. Imagine what it could do for me.
Tickets are $10 in advance. Send your check to Wham or buy them at The Source, Row Photo, Video, and Audio, or Arena's Party House, Webster.
Wouldn't this be better with dwarves and dancing girls?
Laughing with Lonsberry from 1180 WHAM.
Join Bill Tate from Eagle Stewart Limited this Sunday night at 6 on Ask the Experts on 1180 WHAM.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
He's right. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
Jesse Graff! And this is Soundbites, which you may or may not think is bizarre. We're going to go back to the phones now, and
But we're no accident.
we're going to go to the phones now. You really, seriously.
They're lucky they're not here during the breaks.
You have no idea where we go during the breaks. We go to places where no man, woman, or
child.
Now, let's clarify it.
Let's clarify this, though.
Yeah.
Not all of us do. A certain individual.
Some of us are dragged there kicking and screaming.
A certain individual.
I found this website called Stupid Human Tricks, and I'm reading them.
Yeah. Okay. We're back to the phones now. Save us, Kevin, all the way from Parenton, New York. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's your question?
I have a strange problem with Outlook.
Yeah.
Shocker. Running McAfee Antivirus and Internet Guardian, anytime I open up Outlook to check my mail, it disables my antivirus based on the icon in the system tray. Now, I've run Stinger, updated everything.
Running Adware?
Pardon?
Ran AdAware?
No, I haven't run that.
I'll bet you, this is just a wild guess, I'm betting on at least 25 pieces of spyware. Minimum.
As an average, yeah. Because there are several viruses that will disable your antivirus protection.
Well,
but theoretically, Stinger should find the worst
one. That's what I was thinking.
But if he's updating his virus program, he should be safe there and running that periodically. The other thing that I would be suspicious of is, like I say, spyware. I mean, we get at least 4 to 5, and we run it every week on our machines. I'd first start there.
Okay, AdAware?
Yeah, go to the site, download it, and then the first time you run it, there is an option to check for updates. Do that. And then after it downloads, because it will find an update, update that, and then run the scan. And I bet you minimum it's been the average of 25 or more. We've had it up to over, a couple thousand.
Right. The other thing I would do is download Stinger.
You said he did.
Yeah,
he did that?
I've run Stinger and updated it.
Well, as long as your antivirus software is up to date, that will find more than what Stinger will.
You might want to try uninstalling and reinstalling your antivirus, because one of the functions of most antivirus programs is to scan your email. Maybe there's something wrong in it, so when it tries to do the scan, it crashes and shuts itself down.
Okay, I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility.
Sure.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Right. Let us know.
Thanks. That's one of those things where, it's going to, you're going to play
mind
with it forever
triggers.
And ever and ever,
yeah.
And eventually you're going to find something, but it's a little tough to figure out what's going on. Our next caller is William from Henrietta. Welcome, William.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is another question on memory.
Yes.
I've got a C and a D drive. The C drive used to have about 100 megabytes of memory on it that I was available.
100 megs of storage space?
Right.
This isn't memory, it's storage space.
Right, yeah. It's storage space, but that's okay.
Okay. And the D had 400, and I put a lot of higher megabyte files, I transfer them to D.
Right.
So the question I have is, it was around 90 to 100 that I had every time when I clicked, double clicked on C drive, and it would show at the bottom available memory, and I every time I go finish using it, I delete all the temporary internet files, I delete the history,
mm-hmm.
and I delete the documents, you know, of course,
right.
And then. But I seem to be coming down in the megabyte memory.
Yeah, what happens there is you're running Windows 98?
5 even.
Pardon?
I'm even using Windows 95.
Okay, here same principle. Here's what happens. When you free up other stuff off the hard drive,
yes.
Windows, both 95 and 98, want to use a percentage of your hard drive. Based upon the size of the hard drive, it's got this weird... it must have been a wild Microsoft party when they came up with this formula. But they take a higher percentage of the available free space on the hard drive to use as a swap file. So as you eliminate, try to free up space,
yes.
Windows swap file will try to grab some of the available space, giving you a better swap file area.
I go into Windows in the C drive. And I go to, right next to each other, I have my temporary internet
mm-hmm.
File folder.
Right.
And then right next to that, to the left, is temp file folder.
Right.
And this morning, I went to the temp file folder, and I had 29 megabytes of temp little files in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I deleted them all, and that freed up, and that brought me back to about 70.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
But neither of those is swap space. Swap space is what Windows 95 calls virtual memory.
Huh.
And if you go in, you'll see that it's set for something like 10% of your available space. And so as the amount of available space changes, the amount of virtual memory changes.
Okay.
So you really don't get ahead of it easily.
You can change that
You can set a to
a specific number.
Right, a permanent swap file at a specific number of megabytes. How much memory does the computer have in it?
It might have had, C drive might have had.
No,
that's
RAM.
The hard drive space. How much memory?
Couldn't tell you.
You want at least 64 meg.
Okay.
And depending on your usage pattern, you want to at least double that, if not triple it. They usually say 2.5 times the amount of physical memory. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about disk space. We're talking about RAM.
Here's the,
and
here's
100,
the best.
100 megs of disk space free is very, very little.
Right.
And so your system is going to be running extra slow because there's not enough disk space free.
It'll run slower with the less disk space then.
Yeah.
Sure.
It can, yeah. Just to get it straight, and a lot of you other folks out there that are new into it and have trouble understanding it, the best way to think of memory and hard disk space is literally like file cabinets. You have these file cabinets, and they have drawers that you can stuff programs. Memory is like a desktop. The more memory you have is the more workspace that I can take these programs out of the file cabinet, put them on my desktop, and run these programs. So the actual memory in the machine, whether it's 32, 64, you get up to Windows 90, XP, you get up to 512, that's how much desk space that I've got to work with to set these programs out, whereas the hard drive is literally the file drawer. Whether I get another hard drive, I'm adding like extra file drawers to store stuff. Okay?
Okay.
Just a quick lesson for all you newbies.
Very nice.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Frontier Choices is here, a revolutionary, risk-free way to get it all for one low monthly price. Designed by you. Start with local phone service, add your favorite calling features, even Frontier Net Internet access, and save up to 25%. Choose more, save more. Visit winnerscanbechoosers.com and enter to win a Mexican vacation, Sony home theater system, Gateway laptop, or home gym. Frontier Choices. We give you choices, you make the call. Visit winnerscanbechoosers.com today.
Skeptic said she could never own her own company.
A lawyer shows her how she can.
The bank denied her a loan.
A lawyer helps her qualify.
The landlord won't give her company a lease.
A lawyer helps her get one.
A government agency requires her company to have a business plan.
A lawyer helps her write one.
Skeptic said she could never start her own company.
A lawyer helps prove them wrong.
You have rights. New York lawyers protect them.
Brought to you by the 70,000 members of the New York State Bar Association in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Stop into Ace Hardware for Ace's Memorial Weekend Super Sale. Save on a Black & Decker 12-inch string trimmer or Ace brand plant food. The Memorial Weekend Super Sale at Ace, the helpful place.
President Bush wants to bring democracy to the Middle East, but the Forward reported that a secret State Department study says it can't be done. The Forward also reports some top Israeli generals worry that a disarmed Iraq means a graver nuclear threat from Iran. There's no better way to stay in touch than by reading The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues. Call now for The Forward, 800-892-2100. That's 800-892-2100.
For 33 years, Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek stores have been your priced right neighborhood food stores. So stop by today and sign up to win a trip for four to Disney World. Compliments of Southwest Airlines and MickeyRadio.com. Offering tickets and accommodations to Orlando and Disney at a wholesale price. Visit MickeyRadio.com.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Attention Rochester and all of Western New York. Stickley Audi and Company is having a furniture clearance sale so big, they're holding it in the former Kmart across from Marketplace Mall in Henrietta. Now through Monday only. Save 45 to 65% off suggested retail on legendary Stickley furniture and many other famous makers. Included in this spectacular sale are some real treasures in solid cherry and mahogany, plus Stickley Mission collectibles and exquisite oriental rugs. Save also on fine furniture by Henrodon, hickory chair and leather craft. Outdoor furniture too. All sales are final, as is, and ready for immediate carryout. Delivery is also available. Sale hours are Friday 12 till 9, Saturday 10 till 5, Sunday 12 till 5, and Monday 10 till 6. Do not miss this great chance to save substantially on the finest furnishings at the Stickley Clearance Center in the former Kmart on J. Scuddy Boulevard across from Marketplace Mall in Henrietta. It all ends on Memorial Day, so hurry in for the best selection.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet service, call 262-2485.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
Dave Ray.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And we're going to go back to the phones to answer the important question. Does it have a FireWire port? Hank from Penfield, New York. Welcome, Hank. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. I really like your show and all your guys there.
Thank you.
And I one suggestion. Why don't you have a peanut gallery so we can all enjoy your off-the-air
That's it.
Comment.
We should have. Well, what we should do is have a live real-time video webcam and charge.
There you go.
For that.
Question is really strange. Can't boot safe mode in a 98SC system.
It's really, really
corrupted. That's holding down the control key while it boots?
Holding down the control key or hitting F8. Neither one works.
Isn't that special?
Next caller. Can you boot into regular mode?
Yes.
But you can't boot into safe mode.
Correct.
There's a real timing trick for both the control key and the F8 key. If you hold it down too soon, you'll get a keyboard error.
Right. Yeah.
And if you hold it down too late, you miss.
Right. I've been doing the tap business.
Yeah.
And none of that works.
What do you get instead? Does it just come up to the regular screen?
Regular mode. Standard boot.
Well, you can also then go into MS Config, and one of the options is to always show the boot menu.
Great.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
That's annoying, but it works.
Well, yeah. I mean, then you get there and fix things, you can go back.
You can go back, yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm planning to reload the system anyway because I think the registry has turned into a true digital junkyard.
Well, it's Microsoft's way of saying to do it.
No. The registry, to my way of thinking, was not the brightest thing Microsoft has ever done. But that's just me, and that's why I don't.
But I agree.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I believe I'm redeeming myself now. I said something nice about Microsoft. Now I said something not so nice about them.
Doesn't work that way.
Okay. See, I'll hear about somebody from Microsoft will call me about the bad thing. I said nobody will even.
Well, you know, like they always say, you know, you can have that many attaboys, and one erases all the attaboys.
You're not really actually allowed to say that on the air.
Say what?
Exactly. We're going on now.
Just like, wait, what did you say just a couple weeks ago that has been in quite a few Moody Blues?
Excuse me, that was you. You said it.
No.
Oh, go back and listen to the... No.
We have tape. We
go
have tape.
Go back and listen to it.
You said...
Oh, man, is he... Wait, it's like rewriting history.
We can, we've got tape
go
now.
Go ahead and push the, push the button, Jesse.
It.
Go ahead.
Moody has you saying...
Saying what?
Crap.
Oh, that's crap.
Yeah.
Crap. That's okay. That's a whole different thing. We're going to talk to Kurt
What
now
do you think I was talking about?
In East Rochester.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Go ahead, Kurt.
This is a family show.
Oh, yeah. Break it up, guys.
Oh, man.
Break it up. Hey, got a continual problem with my Outlook Express 6. My sent items folder will not let me delete any of my files, and it's happened before, and, you know, I'm over 100 right now, and I send a lot of audio files. And the last time this happened, it actually crashed my Outlook.
Yeah, I bet.
When you try to delete them, what happens?
Nothing.
No error message?
I mean, I can highlight one. I'm doing that right now, and it doesn't even give me an error message. I was able to get about 100 of them over into the drafts folder, and I can't even delete them out of there.
There is a secret key combination. What is it? Control? As you launch Outlook, there is a database rebuild function.
Okay.
That will try to rebuild your mail database. So the one thing Outlook does is it stores all of your mail in a single database file.
Right.
And if anything gets corrupted in that database file, it doesn't let it work very well.
It's under tools, too.
Somewhere, yeah. Let's
see
if we can find it real
quick. Rebuild the database.
Under tools?
Checking tools. I don't use Outlook. I hate it.
Yeah.
Because that's how 95% of the viruses are being spread is through Microsoft Outlook.
Yeah.
I use Mozilla.
Okay. And what am I looking for again under tools? Just a rebuild?
Yeah, rebuild feature.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
give it a shot. All
That's the best place to start. There's that's probably the best place to start. Okie doke. Our next caller, Tom from Webster, New York. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Hi, I love the show, Nick.
Thank you.
I'm about to switch from dial-up to DSL, and my intention is to use a router for firewall protection.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be sufficient, or do I need a software firewall?
No, that'll be great.
One of the things the software firewalls can do for you, unless you buy the really expensive routers, is report on who's attacking you and give you tools for tracking them down and reporting them to their owners. Most people don't need to bother with that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's too much free time. Just as long as you got hardware up there that blocks them from getting to you, that's your main concern.
The other thing that the software firewalls can also help with is outbound connections. The hardware firewall will prevent inbound attacks on odd ports, but you know, lets web traffic through and mail traffic through because you want those things. If you happen to get a virus or Trojan horse that then creates an outbound connection to send its information out, a software firewall like Zone Alarm can prevent that as well. But if you set it too paranoid, then you can't send anything you want to send
to. Yeah, you're yourself.
It's tricky.
Okay, we are done for another week. Apologize to everybody whose calls we did not get to, and want to thank everybody who called in, particularly Steve, for answering this week's trivia question. And I want to apologize to Sarah, who obviously hung up because she knew the answer to the trivia question before we could get to her. We'll be back next Saturday with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Saturday night, the Red Wings continue their longest road trip since 1989. Tonight, they're in Louisville to battle the Bats. Coverage begins at 6 Saturday night on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Steve Knight.